Hi guys, good morning. I am Anisha Jain and you are tuned into CNBC TV18's Market Podcast. Well, yesterday marked the fifth straight session with the Nifty and Sensex losing 7/10 in trade. For the Nifty, we managed to defend the 10,500 mark, but we are just holding on to it by the skin of the teeth at 10,515 at close. The mid-caps languished in trade yesterday with the index down about 350 points in trade at one point of time, and a lot of large caps as well as mid-cap names like ACC, Ambuja Cements, Adani Power hitting fresh 52-week low. In fact, if you look at the fund flow picture as well, the trend of FII selling continues. Now, yesterday in trade, the FII sold around 500 crores in cash market, while the DIIs, they bought around 1200 crores, perhaps led by some large deals. Now, talking about the other cues for trade today, SGX Nifty for starters is suggesting a start at around that 10,520 level, but it'll be interesting to see how the second half of trade really pans out and whether we give away the 10,500 mark. Now, experts believe that sell on rally is the texture that'll continue in the markets today as well, with 10,500 and 10,400 being the important support levels. However, if we do bounce back meaningfully, the next levels to watch out for on the Nifty will be 10,600, 10,660. Now, talking about some global cues then, the US markets, that ended well in the green with the Dow gaining almost 300 points in trade. The S&P 500 and Nasdaq also gained over 0.5% in trade today. The positive sentiment there was actually driven by the easing US-China trade tensions, with the president tweeting about additional farm produce being exported to China, and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin saying that US has made very meaningful progress with China on trade matters. Separately in Asia, we have the Nikkei and trades that are trading flat today. Remember, we won't be getting any cues from Hang Seng and the Kospi today because they are shut on account of Buddha's birthday. Now, talking about the other important cues to watch out for, rupee remains a very important level to watch out for because it continues to weaken, with the rupee closing yesterday at 68.12 mark, the lowest that we have seen in 2.5 years. Other than that, crude continues to stay around that $80 per barrel mark. In the Indian markets as well, we have seen price hike coming for petrol as well as diesel. We had the government officials saying that the government may look at a comprehensive plan on oil prices. In fact, some oil absorption by OMCs could be something that is not ruled out. So that is one important space that you need to watch out in trade today. Of course, earnings remain a very important cue, and we have big numbers lined up for trade today. So we have SBI, Indian Oil Corporation, HPCL, Cipla and Dr. Reddy's that will be coming out with some numbers. Other than that, there'll be a lot of earnings reaction that we will see in trade today. So DLF, for example, came on with a weak set of numbers with the revenue down around 38%. So let's see if we see a red tick on that one or not. JSPL, the operating margins declined to 82.5% versus an expectation of 86.4%. So that might also see a bit of red tick. NGL, it was a big miss when it comes to the operational performance, as well as the PNG volume growth really disappointed, with the operating margins coming at 30% versus an expectation of 35.5%. Future Retail also disappointed because the company's growth in operating profits came in at 12% versus a Morgan Stanley expectation of 23%. On the flip side, we have some good results coming in from Global Spirits because the revenue there jumped by 10% and the margins nearly doubled to 7.7% versus 4.3% earlier. Now, as I mentioned, the other important stocks that will be in focus today includes the like of Fortis because it has AGM today. Colgate was down about in trade yesterday, came out with a disappointing volume growth. Now, management in the con call did not sound too enthusing as well. They said that the competitive intensity remains high. In fact, it has increased in the previous quarter. So let's see whether we see a bit of downtick again on Colgate today or not. Aurobindo Pharma, they have got a US FDA nod for one of their drugs. Other than that, a finance ministry official has told sources that there is no plan to ease the PCA guidelines for banks. Let's see whether there's any respite there or not, because remember, PSU banking space gained in the last hour in trade yesterday, led by SBI. Let's see whether we see that reaction or not. Lastly, just keep an eye out on airline stocks as well, because we understand that the industry has urged the government to bring the ATF prices under GST regime. So let's see whether that happens or not. But overall, it looks like it is going to be an interesting day of trade. Have a happy trading week. That's all from me right now.